The week-long Philadelphia Film Society Spring Showcase kicks off Friday. Let's go to the movies with the Society's Executive Director, Andrew Greenblatt. Andrew, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And welcome back to the festival. It's been a few years.
It is. We last did one of these type of events back in 2010 with the spring preview, so we're excited to be bringing it back. It's really a showcase of some of our favorite films from around the world that we've seen on the festival circuit, and we wanted to have the opportunity to bring to Philadelphia.
And there's a retrospective as well.
There is. The last 4 days of the event, we're doing a retrospective of Alfonso Cuarón, who, of course, just won Best Director at the Oscars. And it was a landmark Oscar award because he was the first Latino or Mexican heritage individual to win one. And so we want to pay additional tribute to that by bringing all his work out.
How would you contrast the film festival experience versus just going to the movies?
First and foremost, wherever we can, we bring in some of the filmmakers at the festival so they can participate in introductions or question and answer sessions after. We also, we try to spotlight these films well ahead of advance so that people can really get an understanding of what's coming and what's really making waves on the international film circuit. And it's a way for us to show sometimes more challenging films, sometimes more experimental films that we really think deserve to be seen. And if they were just coming in and out of the theaters, they might be missed.
Philadelphia area residents have their pick of many festivals. Is the market becoming saturated, as it were?
I think most of the festivals are really great because they are so genre specific. And I think there's a place for every one of them. I like the fact that you can hone in on these other festivals and see something in that box that you really want to focus on for a weekend or a week.
Now, that box increasingly takes the form of the small screen, whether it's online or streaming. Folks have access to movies. Defend, if you will, the experience of going to see it in the big screen.
Well, I don't think you could ever really compare seeing a film in a theater to watching it at home. I think, first of all, it's a challenge to just give your full attention to the screen at home and to take yourself away from all distractions. It's too easy to get up to use the bathroom, to answer a phone call, to send an email, to have a conversation. You can't really attach yourself to a film and the experience the same way. When you enter a theater and the lights go down, which also doesn't generally happen at home, you are putting yourself in a very specific environment and you are hopefully losing yourself to the film. I mean, film has always been regarded as great escapism. It's why it does traditionally so well during recession times as well, because people want to get away and it's the cheapest form of entertainment to do that. There's also the very important communal aspect. That's the other beauty of a festival. People stand in line waiting to get into a film. They sit in the audience waiting for it to start, and they talk to each other, and they share their thoughts on films, what they liked, what they didn't like, what they've seen, what they recommend. And it really creates that communal environment, and I think that's what we're going to have going on here, too.
What's ahead on the calendar for the Philadelphia Film Society?
It's a busy second half of the year coming up. Our Philadelphia International Children's Film Festival in June, also at the PFS Theater at the Roxy, first weekend of June, the 6th through the 8th. We have, of course, the Philadelphia Film Festival, which will run October 16th to 26th. And then we have a couple screening series that we do throughout the year. And with this spring showcase, we're kicking off our Graveyard Shift series, which is one screening a month of a very genre-oriented film.
Andrew, thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Andrew Greenblatt, Philadelphia Film Society Executive Director.